Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chance. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Hauser moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney takes first base on ball four. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Romano interferes with Nicholson, who is awarded first base. Hansen moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hansen moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. McNairtney drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws McDowell out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. McNairtney reaches second base with a double. Nicholson goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance is called out on strikes. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McDowell for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McNairtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Don Mossy now pitching. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing first base. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell fires over to first and Kindle drops the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Minoso moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kindle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hershberger for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.